This is where all the men who've left the old city of Homs have come. The Al-Andalus school is now a shelter, but it's also a facility, as they call it, to question the men, to find out what kind of activities they were involved in the old city that they've left. And we've come here to hear some of their stories. And this is the room where the injured have been taken, and on a floor covered with mats and grey blankets, about a dozen men are here, young and old men. Oh, tell me what happened to you.
I was a fighter in the FSA and I was shot 5 times by the army in a battle. It was a very difficult situation. It was just 10 or 15 days before the siege began. I had no medical care, there were no doctors. The medical staff left there didn't have very much experience or no anaesthetic, so they just gave me painkillers and amputated my left leg.
You came out as a fighter. Do you worry what will happen to you?
No, not at all. We're not afraid anymore. It doesn't matter what happens to us now. God will help us.
And now more of the men are gaining courage and coming over to us, wanting to tell us their stories. One young man, when I asked whether he feared for his future, said, "I had no choice. If I stayed inside the old city, I would have died." Let's hear some other stories. And as you walk through the hallways, the groups of men are sitting on mats. Children are playing. Families are together.
Hello.
So are you glad to be here? We're glad to be out of the old city?
Yes, yes. Very glad.
Was it that bad in the old city?
Very bad. Very bad. There is no life in old city. No life.
Were you a fighter inside?
Yes, a fighter.
Were you in the Free Syrian Army?
Free Syrian Army, yes.
You're local fighters. You're fighters from the old city.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so even though you're a fighter, do you think they will release you?
We are not free. Not free.
You think they will keep you in detention?
I don't know.
Are you still a fighter now? You will still remain a fighter?
No. We need a life. We need a life.
And then suddenly, in the hallway, a burst of song. His name is Edwan. He tells me he loves to sing, but he didn't sing during the siege. He says, "I used to sing about all the bad things in the world, but they tried to kill me more than once because I sang the truth." Edwan was shot by a rebel fighter. Some men here told us they will soon be freed. Others say they know they will be put on trial. Whatever the fate of the men who escaped a siege, they know they still haven't escaped a war.